Asian Station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
And good morning. We welcome you in. What a happy Friday, TGIF. This is episode number 13 of My Town, Your Town. What a humbling experience for me to serve as your host of this. Like I said, we've had 12 episodes under our belt. It has been great. This show focuses on good people, good organizations, good corporations and businesses and people doing outstanding, phenomenal work to make our great state of West Virginia and our Kanawha Valley and My Town, Your Town, a better place to live, learn, work, and to play. Today's My Town, Your Town, we have a great lineup of guests. First, we're going to catch up with a new friend of mine, Christy Donahue. Is that how you say your last name?
Yes.
Christy Donahue, she is with the Health Plan. She is here because tonight at the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee, season 19, week number 7, it will be the Health Plan night. They have big plans for tonight, so we're going to catch up with her. And then I have a couple girlfriends coming in to talk about the 25th annual Girls Night Out to benefit the Family Resolve Program of the YWCA. That will happen on August the 12th at the Charleston Convention Center. And then one of the greatest guys I've ever met in my life will be on about 10:40 this morning. His name is Harold Veely. Harold is 85 or 86 years young. He's very active with the National Senior Games. They qualified here at the West Virginia Senior Games, and he just got back from Pittsburgh, where they were in the national championship game for their age division. So he brought back with his teammates a silver medal from the National Senior Games in basketball. And the beautiful part about that, his teammates and he all played basketball at Stonewall Jackson High School in the 50s, and they're still playing at age 85. Remarkable. He is also a Fraternal Order of Eagles member, as am I, on Maryland Avenue on the west side, the best side of Charleston. And tomorrow at 11:45, the kickstands go up, and they're doing a poker run to benefit my and yours, the Ronald McDonald House. I'm proud to serve on the board with the Ronald McDonald House. I have been part of that house for about 15, 16, 17 years. And the Eagles Club will be doing a poker run starting at 11:45 at 410 Maryland Avenue. We're going to talk with Harold about that. Wow, great show. We're glad you're with us. However you may be listening, whether you're on WSCWAM.com or maybe 1410 AM, possibly 102.3 FM, or maybe you're listening on the app, we are thrilled. We are humbled that you are with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I welcome into the program, My Town, Your Town, Christy Donahue with the Health Plan. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk right into the mic.
Right in it.
Right in it.
How are things?
Going well.
How am I doing?
Excited to be here.
How am I doing?
You're doing great.
I need to slow down a little bit. I need to catch my breath.
Take a breath.
While you're talking, I'm going to catch my breath.
Okay.
Talk to the audience about who you are, not personally, who is the Health Plan. I know you represent all the state of West Virginia. I think your home office might be in Willing. I may be wrong. I'm not sure. But I'm going to catch my breath and let you talk about what the Health Plan is all about.
Okay. The Health Plan is a nonprofit managed care organization headquartered in Wheeling, West Virginia. We also have an office here in Charleston. Some of the products that we offer is Medicaid, which is predominantly in our Charleston office. We serve about 130,000 West Virginia Medicaid recipients. We also have Medicare, commercial, PEIA, and self-funded business throughout the entire United States.
Talk a little bit about that self-funded business. I remember working at the local psychiatric hospital for about 240 months from 96 to 16. I worked at Highland Hospital.
Right.
We were self-insured, and I kind of understood it, and I kind of didn't. Talk to the audience about this. If you're self-funded, how does that actually work?
So if you're self-funded, that means the employer pays the cost of the bills,
okay,
or the insurance. So we would only act as a TPA, third-party administrator.
Okay.
We would process those claims. But self-funded means the insurer is at risk.
And I was looking at some of the notes and some of the things that you do, and there's a lot of acronyms in your industry. There's HMO, and I think that's Health Maintenance Organization.
That
there's
is correct.
PPO, I think that's Preferred Provider something.
Correct.
There's something else, POS, I'm not sure if I know what
point
that
is. Point of sale.
Point of sale. I knew
that's
that was
pharmacy.
A point of sale, but I didn't know if that's what it was in your industry.
It is.
So you guys do all of that, Medicare, Medicaid. What is the, I'm just going to ask you because I'm not sure, the Mountain Health Trust, is that the holding company? How does that work? Is that, who's Mountain Health?
So Mountain Health Trust is the Medicaid and CHIP line of business.
I gotcha.
Okay. So my responsibility is to oversee the Medicaid and CHIP lives that we have here in West Virginia.
How long has the health plan been around, viable? When did you start?
We started in 79.
That long ago?
Long time.
Wow. I was pledging a fraternity at West Virginia Wesleyan in 1979, so I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, that long?
Long time.
Did it start in Wheeling?
It did.
Okay.
It did. We were in St. Clairsville, Ohio for a while.
I know it.
And we brought back our office to downtown Wheeling, I believe, in 2018 or 2019.
Do you have some covered lives over in Ohio or just
we
West
do.
Virginia? Okay.
We have a Medicare product in Ohio, and then we also have self-funded business in Ohio.
Just West Virginia and Ohio, or are you in other states?
Medicare is West Virginia and Ohio.
Okay.
PEIA, we have in West Virginia.
That's a pretty big deal, right?
It is.
Yes.
And then we have self-funded business throughout all 50 states.
Oh, very nice.
As far out to California.
So do you do a lot of third-party administration for those companies out of state? That's what you do primarily for if they're out of state?
Correct. One particular that you might know is Zappos.
Yeah, sure.
You have Zappos shoes
right
on?
Here. They are.
There
I just
you
flip,
go.
I just flipped them up there like I'm a ballerina,
you
didn't
are.
I, Christy?
You're so flexible.
Yeah, that Bruno Mars got these from Zappos. Zappos is my favorite. They're the only company that I know that has size 7 for my little foot.
There you go. Well,
and
you
work with them?
Plan. Yes.
I love you more. Can you get me some discount on my shoes? Let's see what we can do after when we're off air. We are talking with Christy Donahue. She is with you're the senior VP with the health plan. And I had you come in. The health plan, I recognize you guys as being such a, I applaud you for this. You sponsor, you're a part of, you're a partner of, you give back so much to our community in the state of West Virginia. You sponsor things, which I'm very appreciative of. I know you guys were a big player and part of the Stern Wheel Regatta, the Charleston Stern Wheel Regatta. You've been a nice supporter of the Moses Otter Group live on the levee all season long. I know I've mentioned your name every Friday as many times as I get a chance to mention the health plan. I do that. But you don't just sponsor musical things and festivals. You sponsor so many things, whether it's for children or teens or adults, or whether it's for elderly, or whether it's whatever it may be. You guys like to attach your name to that and give back in the community. And tonight is the health plan night at the Moses Otter Group live on the levee. We were talking off air that we just had a little whirlwind of a promotion this morning with some TV and some other media places that Fleetwood Mac is coming into town. They are in the town already. They got here last night from a performance up in Pennsylvania. They're so excited to be down at Haddad Riverfront Park tonight on the Schoenbaum stage at 7:45. Also down there will be the health plan. They're going to have their booth there. They're going to have lots of great information. So if you got some questions that I haven't asked Christy, stop down tonight, see Christy and her team at the booth. But Christy, what do you have planned for the audience when they come down to Haddad Riverfront Park tonight and they come up to the health plan booth? What do you have planned for them?
So we have a lot of swag to give away.
I love swag. I got some swag on right now.
You have sunglasses.
She just brought me some sunglasses. Now, will you have these tonight, or am I the
we
only
will.
One? Okay,
no,
you'll have
we
sunglasses.
We will have sunglasses.
Very nice.
We have frisbees. We
love
have sunscreen.
It. With all the health plan logoed
absolutely,
on it.
Absolutely,
right.
Absolutely.
And your color is green, right?
It is.
I love that. Like apple green.
Apple
and
green.
And speaking of apple.
We will have Newton.
Newton
is our mascot.
I can't wait to meet Newton.
And you will meet Newton.
I love Newton already.
Newton will be there to take pictures with kids and adults. But we're also giving away a weekend at one of the state parks, whichever state park you would like in
West
Virginia.
So you have a weekend giveaway to one of our great state parks in West Virginia, and you're going to register at the health plan booth.
Yes.
And then about 8:40-ish or so. Are you going to be there tonight, I hope?
I will be.
Okay. So Christy or somebody will come down, and we're going to draw when we do the 50-50 drawing for the charities that we do every Friday night. And, of course, if you've been living under a rock, you don't know this, but every Friday night at the Lima Levee, we help five inner-city charities with the 50-50 drawing. We help Man & Meal. We help the Sojourner Shelter. We help RCCR, KBC. We help the Covenant House, and we do 50-50, and we do a drawing about 8:35, and the recipient gets half the pot, and we keep the rest for those charities. And those charities help people in West Virginia, our brothers and sisters who may need a bite to eat and a place to stay. But also, right after that drawing, we're going to draw, and someone from the health plan is going to win a weekend stay, probably for two, at one of our state parks in West Virginia.
Correct.
How cool was that?
We're excited.
No, that's way cool. So they have to come to the health plan booth and get registered, right?
Yes.
No charge to register?
No charge to register. Take a ticket. You do have to be present to win, so we call out your number, and then we'll set it up whichever weekend you would like. Maybe you want to come in the fall.
I love the fact that you guys are going to do that. I have a couple of favorites. I don't necessarily qualify to win as a master of ceremonies down there at the Lima Levee, but there may be a name in there, Lisa Dice, and I know her. I know her very well. But my wife's maiden name is Dice, and Lisa may be in there. So hopefully, Lisa Dice will win. I'm just kidding. She can't win either. But this sounds really, really great, Christy. Why do you guys? And I think I know the answer, and I already applauded you for so much work that you do in our community. Why do you feel compelled? Why do you think that's important that you do, and you give back so much time, financial resources, and energy? Why do you, the health plan, why do you think that's so important?
It's part of our mission. Yeah. Being nonprofit, we want to be able to give back to our community. In addition to the things that you've seen, we also provide scholarships to upcoming medical students that wish to stay in the state. I think we've provided in excess of $10 million in scholarships.
Get out of here.
As long as they
Thank
agree
you.
To stay in the state once they graduate
so,
medical school.
That is way awesome. Yeah, I didn't know that. Nice.
One particular thing that we just did 2 weeks ago is Camp NoComa, and that is a camp for all the kids with diabetes, and we went and were able to spend the week with them. So it's really nice to give back to the community.
You guys, I knew you said it. I mentioned some things, but I didn't know all these scholarships that you do and the camps that you support and the children that you support, just above and beyond. And I'm, like I said, the mission of this radio show is to feature people that are doing good work, organizations that are doing phenomenal work, companies that are doing amazing work to move our state, my town, your town, forward in a positive way. And that's why Christy Donahue is here. She's the senior VP with the health plan. And tonight, down at Head End River from Park, it will be, every week, it's the Moses Auto Group Live on Levee. But tonight is a special night, the health plan night. And stop by and see representatives from the health plan. You can't miss them. They have the green color. They'll have green sunglasses. They'll have some Frisbees. They'll have some other giveaways. You can register for a compliments of the health plan, a West Virginia State Park weekend getaway. Pipe Sim's one of my favorites. I love Pipe Sim. I've been going there since 1979, since the health plan started. That was my first formal when I was in a fraternity at West Virginia Wesleyan College. So I love Pipe Sim. And you mentioned Newton, the mascot. Now, Newton is, I think it's a green apple, which is kind of your logo, right?
It is.
So
he is.
It's one of those, you know, he, she, her, his, mine, yours. You know, it's an apple. And, I put this together because, I'm not very smart, but I put this together that your apple and Newton, I'm just going to go out here on a limb, and I remember gravity, and I remember Sir Isaac Newton.
Correct.
Is that where the name comes from? Just by chance.
That is correct.
I assume that I wanted to make sure.
We had a contest with
okay.
our employees,
okay.
and
that's how that came about.
We come up with a name for our mascot, and Newton was the winner.
And Newton is really good to be there for as about as many pictures as people want to take of Newton.
Absolutely.
That's a cool thing, right?
Newton will dance if you'd like for Newton to
dancer.
Be up on the stage.
Yeah.
Newton is a great dancer.
And just so you know, I will not be Newton tonight, but I have offered to Christy off air if she ever needs Newton. I don't know that I can dance as well as the Newton, but I'm pretty spry for my age. I like to dance, but I will not be Newton tonight. But you have an opportunity to come down, meet Newton, meet Christy, meet the representatives from the health plan, as it is their night at the Moses Auto Group live on the levee. I think if you don't get a chance tonight, but tonight is going to be a big night. We're also going to do something similar on August the 18th, the final live levee back to school night. You guys are going to be a part of that night.
Absolutely.
As well. And I have a feeling you may do something for the kiddos because it is back to school.
We will have a lot of back to school swag.
Nice.
For the kids, backpacks.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with the health plan, Christy?
8 years.
So you've been there 8 years. Talk to the audience a little bit about your journey. I know where you're from, but what is your background? Talk about, you know, where you grew up and, you know, where you went to school and what prepared you to do what you do today and been doing for 8 years with the health plan.
Wow. So I am from Boone County.
Love it.
Born and raised. I still live there with my husband and started my career in 92 at McDonough Caperton.
I love the old McDonough Caperton.
Absolutely.
I know it well. You might know my buddy Andy Richardson pretty well.
I do.
He's a dear friend of mine. Hi, Andy, if you're listening.
So from there, I worked with a couple different managed care organizations, Prime One, CareLink, Coventry, ran the operations for the state Medicaid fiscal agent.
I got to drop his name, too. Jim Smallridge?
Yes.
Jimmy's been on the show before. He's with Aetna.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Well together.
Yeah, I knew you'd know him.
Doc Bear and Newton like to get their pictures taken
together. Doc Bear. Were you part of the Teddy Bear Fair by chance? Yeah, very good. We had Jimmy on to talk about the Teddy Bear Fair a month or so ago. So that, and then did you go off to school? How did you get prepared to do this?
I went to West Virginia State University.
Atta girl. Home of the Yellow Jackets.
Go Yellow Jackets. And also went to, I'm trying to think of the college in Beckley, Mountain State.
Mountain State, yeah.
University. Went there as well. And then... it's a funny story. Going into healthcare was not my plan. I needed insurance.
No pun intended.
At the time.
Going into healthcare, not her plan, but she just works for the health plan now. So see how this works.
Exactly. At the time, I needed health insurance, and McDonough Caperton offered health insurance, and I went there. And 30 some years later, here I am.
Well, again, we think it's been a nice journey for you. We love what the health plan does for not only our state of West Virginia but beyond, and we love what you do. Give back to our community, not only in Wheeling and Charleston, but throughout the great state and even over into Ohio. How can folks, if they want to go, gosh, Jimmy, you didn't ask her this, you didn't ask her that. What if they wanted to learn more about the health plan? Give us a phone number and give us a website if you have it where people could maybe learn more about what you have to offer and what the health plan is all about.
Absolutely. Healthplan.org is our website. And it talks about all the different products that we offer, not only in West Virginia and Ohio, but throughout the United States. And if they have questions, they can certainly give me a call. It is, work number is 304-720-4923.
720?
Yes.
That number, if you're writing it down, 304-720-4923. You can also go to... healthplan.org?
Yes.
Healthplan.org. Healthplan.org. Learn more about the health plan. Christy Donahue has been our guest, the senior VP with the health plan, a pride of Boone County. We love that she is from Boone County because Boone County is one of my town, your town's great audience bases. And we just appreciate everybody out there listening. Christy's been on because tonight down at Haddad Riverfront Park, part of Live on Levee is the health plan night tonight. They will be there with their booth, giving away some cool sunglasses that I am wearing right now. They got some Frisbees and some other things. Stop by and learn more about them. Get a picture with Newton. And then they're going to be registering for a drawing to one of our great state parks in the great state of West Virginia. And they'll be giving that away tonight about 8:40-ish. I don't know if you have to be present to win. You should be present to win, because you're already going to be there. You register there, then stick around for the drawing. But in between waiting for the drawing, Fleetwood Mac. It's a wonderful, obviously, tribute band to Fleetwood Mac. Hillary, a.k.a. Stevie Nicks. I've got a chance to meet her. She looks and acts and sings like Stevie Nicks. You will not be disappointed with the act tonight. And getting things started early at 6:30, they'll be playing for an hour. The Battle of the Bands from the Stormwheel Regatta winner, Soda Pop Gypsies. Soda Pop Gypsies, Jamie, the female vocalist, they are out of Elkins, West Virginia. They play a little rock and a little blues, so they will be perfect to warm up that Show 'em Bomb stage for Fleetwood Mac, coming to you live at 7:45, and they will have two 45-minute sets. And tonight is, one more time, the health plan night. Christy will be there. Newton will be there. We hope that you will be there as well. Christy, do you have a parting shot for the audience? We'll see you tonight.
See you tonight.
Right? We're good to go?
Absolutely.
There she is.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Christy. Christy Donahue with the health plan has been our guest, and as promised at the top of the show, I just saw her poke her head around. We should have Sandy Call and Julie Britton here to talk more about the 25th annual Girls Night Out to benefit the Family Resolve program within the YWCA family. And I shall be right back.
Superstore's Summer Sell-A-Thon is here. Get sizzling savings like 70% off Lane furniture during the Lane liquidation buyout. And get a free box spring with qualifying mattresses starting at $6.99. Plus, save up to 50% on clearance and closeout appliances from the top brands. Pay over time with zero down financing. Our goal is 100% credit approval. The Summer Sell-A-Thon is going on now at Big Sandy Superstore.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
It's easier than you think for pests to threaten your family's health. Ticks, which spread dangerous diseases, hide in tall grasses and even on your pets. Rodents easily invade your home, contaminate food, and can carry more than 35 diseases. Mosquitoes, which breed in standing water, transmit many diseases. Get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. It's that easy. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. Any PR is good PR.
And good morning. We do welcome you back in to My Town, Your Town. This is episode number 13 of our new radio program. However you may be listening, we appreciate you tuning in. WSCW AM, you may be listening there. You may be on 1410 AM. You may be on 102.3 FM or listening to what I usually listen to, the app, News Talk, the app. You can download that at your app store or however you get your apps. What a great conversation we had with Christy Donahue. She is the senior VP with the health plan, and hopefully you heard that tonight is the health plan night down at the Moses Auto Group live on the levee. Soda Pop Gypsies will take center stage at 6:30, and then we're going to have Fleetwood Mac, a wonderful tribute band, obviously, to Fleetwood Mac. They sound, they look, they are, not really, but they pretty much are Fleetwood Mac. We had Stevie Nicks on a couple TV shows this morning. She's outstanding. Hillary is her actual name, and Stevie Nicks via Hillary is wonderful. I look forward to that. Live on the Levee, but I look forward to that live on the Levee every Friday night, don't I, Sandy Call?
You do. You do amazing, amazing things for Charleston. Thank you. And West Virginia and beyond.
Sandy Call is here with us. Sandy is the owner, proprietor, president, the bottle cooker, the wash, that she does the floors and the custodian, and she cooks and she cleans and she runs all the staff and she serves and she cooks. She's with Ridge Road Bistro and another little. Do you still have a little restaurant in Huntington?
The Sunset Grill.
Yeah,
we closed that 2 years
okay.
ago, pandemic. But we do have our cafeteria that we operate at TC Energy for 12
you're still,
years.
You're still doing the TC
still
Energy
doing that.
Cafe.
Still doing See, that.
I hadn't heard about the restaurant in Huntington, and that's why it just
yeah.
You didn't.
It's okay.
It was a thing with COVID, right?
It was no outdoor seating, you know, and I learned a lot. Yeah. It was spreading me so thin, Jim.
You've grown up so much.
Oh, I know.
I've watched you grow up, by the way.
Thank you.
So now you're 26-ish, 7-ish.
Yes.
So we're not here to... But this show is about good people doing good work and having good businesses, but I wanted to lead with Ridge Road Bistro is a wonderful community restaurant. It's a wonderful neighborhood bistro. I go there with my wife as often as I can. Uh-oh. And even the Strawn Chalet, you partner with the Strawn Chalet, our Airbnb. And we always get a bistro soup box, and then we get a little coupon. And a lot of the Strawn Chalet guests come to the Ridge Road Bistro.
They do. And
they love it.
They're so kind, so sweet.
Isn't
they
that
come
cool?
in from out of town, and they tell me you sent them. I just love the relationship that we have. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, that's what this show is about. Good people doing good work, and you and I working together do good things for our state, right?
Heck yeah.
You're an ambassador.
Yeah.
We are here. Julie might not. I don't know where Julie is. Julie Britton is the program director with the YWCA Resolve Family Abuse Program.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that is a domestic violence program for victims of domestic violence. And one of the things that they have every year to help fund them for their programs, of course, they're federally funded. They get some state funds. They get some county funds. They get some City of Charleston funds. But those are a lot of restricted funds that they can only spend certain things on. But this Girls Night Out that we have every year, which has become the largest female party in the East Coast, it seems like, that's money that is raised that's unrestricted. And Julie is such good stewards with the money that we raise. They do some amazing things for the victims. Mostly ladies are the victims, but not always. I just want to make sure that everybody knows not every victim of the Family Resolve Program is a female. But for the most part, they are predominantly females. And the money that we raise with Girls Night Out helps maybe a bus ticket or maybe buy some new shoes or a new dress for an interview, or maybe one of their children needs something that, you know, the other funds are they can't spend on that. So this Girls Night Out, Sandy, is very critical for the program. You've been a part of this GNOWB.com, this Girls Night Out event, for a very long time. Talk about your role with the Committee for Girls Night Out and how long you've been a part of this committee, Sandy.
I became involved about 19 years ago.
Wowzer.
Yes. That was a beautiful, beautiful, elaborate event at the Sunrise Museum, which is now Farmer Klein and Campbell, who are amazing,
amazing
bag sponsors. Yes,
they
sponsor our bags every year. And Karen Farmer and the whole family up there, they're just pretty amazing for us. But along with other sponsors, you know, like the J.Q. Dickinson family, TC Energy, we have so many great lead sponsors that really help us get from, you know, year to year. And getting back to Julie, she does amazing work. You know, the funds that we raise for Girls Night Out, we raise money for AC units. You know, we just built a new facility for people that bring their pets, you know, that are threatened. You know, that's a huge, huge thing to approach right now, because a lot of the abusers will be like, well, you leave me, I'm going to kill, you know, your little fur baby, you know. So we arranged a way to have fur babies at the shelter now. So that's not, you know, a stipulation. And also children, you know, we raise money for clothes for the kids and toys for the kids. You know, a lot of times these abusees, or I like to call them survivors, they have maybe a Kroger bag, you know, of items to take with them. So we
raise money through Girls Night Out to make sure that everyone has a safe place to come. Mm-hmm. We have a safe car to go get them wherever they may be. And this is pertaining to Kanawha, Clay, and Boone County.
Right.
And we reach out to these folks that reach back out to us. And we have a wonderful hotline. Just like you mentioned earlier, it's GNOWV.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great team of folks at the YW that help you, and no matter what situation you are. I think, getting back to why I'm involved, Jim, because I can't accept the fact that people think that love hurts. You know, love is not supposed to hurt.
Right.
And it goes down. It starts, I think it's cyclic, you know. Mm-hmm. The children see it. They see their parents abusing each other. And then when they get older, they think it's okay to be in high school and abuse their girlfriend or abuse their boyfriend. And it just starts young, and it's very cyclic, I think, here in West Virginia. And this event, hopefully one day, this is my 19th year.
Wow.
Hopefully one day we will have enough funds to abolish this. It's so prevalent here in West Virginia.
I know. We, you and I and Julie and we and other committee members, we've been doing promotion for this. You've been doing it for 19 years. I know I've been doing it for just about that long, if not a year or two longer. We do a little TV show, highlights from the heart of our community. And every year on that TV show, I look at you and I look at Julie or I look at Karen Farmer and I go, why are we still doing this show? The need continues to be there. It's very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, wow, maybe I should give this program a call, I'm going to give you the number right now. You can call it 24/7, 365. You'll get a live professional counseling voice and someone who can navigate you through and ask you some questions. No question is a wrong question. But you can call right now, 304-340-3549, 304-340-3549. Someone will answer that phone live, talk to you for as long as you need to talk to. If you feel like you're in harm's way, and as Julie likes to say, Julie Britton, our program director, she likes to say, you know, no one goes into, and Sandy, you can speak to this, no one goes into a relationship thinking, okay, I'm going to be a survivor someday, I'm going to be a victim of them. You don't go into it like that. And the, you know, the what do you call the person that is striking out at the partner?
The controller.
They control your emotions. They control, you know, what time you should come home. They start controlling your money. And it starts out innocently, like texting you when you get there, or how much money do we have this month to finish out, you know, paying for everything. And then they start taking control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start embarrassing you, controlling you, stop you from seeing your friends. They'll get in by 10 o'clock or else. They start giving you ultimatums, and ultimately it becomes a really unhealthy. No one should live like that.
No, that's not healthy.
That's not how you live.
That's not fun. That's not a happy life.
Yeah.
And a lot of these folks, you know, they think that it's right because it's love. You know, well, he loves me. He wants to know where I'm at all the time and what I'm doing. And hey, girl, come on in.
Oh,
welcome to the show,
Hi.
Sissy.
Hi.
Welcoming into the program right now is Julie Britton. Julie is our program director with the YWCA Resolve Family Abuse Program. And we've been talking a little bit about your program, Julie, and about the funding that Girls Night Out brings to the audience. So we are thrilled to see you. How are you?
Awesome. I'm great. Thanks.
Was traffic great to get here?
Oh, it's been a morning.
It's been a morning,
you guys. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I'm like, and two St. Albans girls back in St. Albans.
Well, here we are again.
Yeah.
And because it's radio, we didn't have to do our hair, but you still did. It's beautiful.
No, I really did it, but God love you.
No, I did mine.
It looks great. So, I mean, look at you. You look fabulous.
We've kind of summarized a little bit about your program, but now I'm going to let Julie Britton, the program director, in an elevator speech, talk about what the Family Resolve Family Abuse Program is all about with the YW.
Oh, gosh, we're all about, actually, our biggest goal is ending domestic violence, but until that happens, we're still here. So we provide just wraparound services for victims and survivors, and that looks like a lot of different things. We've got a 16-bed emergency shelter with its very own pet project, so four individual little pet apartment so survivors don't have to leave their pets.
We were just talking about that. We got that in earlier. That is so wonderful.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah. So, you know, if you're having a really bad day at work, you just go hang out with some pets. Yeah.
Always great therapy.
We also have, this is incredibly important, we have court advocates in all of the courthouses of the counties that we serve that help people with...
We're going to say the counties again. We said them earlier. Okay. Kanawha, Boone, and Clay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got
Kanawha,
those
Boone,
in.
And Clay.
Those
so
are our counties that we
we've
serve.
We've got advocates in all of those courthouses that help people fill out a domestic violence petition and also follow up in court with them when they have to come back for family court. We have a partnership with the Supreme Court, which allows us to have a safe space that we have set aside, not in the courthouse, for folks that maybe aren't comfortable attending that follow-up hearing in court with their abuser in the same room, so they can attend with us somewhere separately. We have a monitored visitation and exchange program, support groups. We do outreach to the schools about healthy boundaries and healthy relationships, one-on-one counseling, and we have a rapid rehousing program where we're supporting about 60 households right now move into violence-free lives and permanent housing.
Julie Britton, our program director with the YWCA Resolve Family Abuse Program. The GNO, the Girls Night Out, the 25th anniversary is coming up. We raised money for Julie's program. We talked a little bit earlier about the unrestricted funds that this event raises. Yes, they have federal funds and state funds and county funds and city funds, but they're typically restricted. We talked about what this kind of these funds can do for some of your victims and survivors there at the Resolve a Family Program. I'm going to give you the number one more time if you're listening to this and you think, gosh, I would like to just ask a few questions. Please do. It is answered 24/7. The Domestic Violence Helpline, 304-340-3549, 340-3549. With about 5 minutes left, Sandy and Julie, now let's talk about August the 12th, that evening at the Charleston Coliseum and Convention Center. I was at the theme reveal. The theme is the Roaring Twenties, and ladies that are young, like Emily, our social media producer here, that means the 1920s, not the 2020s by chance. So the roaring 20s, do the Charleston is the theme. Sandy, that's going to be a lot of fun, right?
It's going to be tons of fun. It's like a Gatsby theme. We're going to be swinging with Charleston. Basically, we have the best DJ in the state, the DJ.
Oh, we have the greatest, right?
He is the greatest.
Yes.
Statewide.
That'll be
He's
fun.
He's going to be helping us dance the night away. We have some great, phenomenal food vendors, Center Plate from the Civic Center, extraordinary team. They partner with us. They are extraordinary with us at the Civic Center. That's just, it was like a breath of fresh air to be at the Civic Center. We've got AC. We don't have to care if it rains or if there's a heat wave.
We love
that. So it's very nice, very elegant. It's a very beautiful overlook of the river. But, you know, the ladies will arrive. We're having early check-in. Get your bags Friday, the day before the event, right, Julie?
Absolutely.
The packet pickup.
Yes.
Like the bag pickup.
Your swag bag
at the Coliseum.
At the Civic Center on the 11th.
Okay.
So
Friday the 11th.
I think it's between 5 and 7. I'm thinking 4:30, maybe even 4:30. Okay. But you have to go to the website. It gives you a reason to go to the website, gnowv.com.
gnowv.com, gnowv.com.
Get
you can get your tickets
early.
There. Get registered. We talked on the television show last week, ladies, about... ladies, don't worry about getting all the way fancied up. You don't need to spend a lot of money. There's lots of thrift stores and different places. You can be a flapper. You can just get some accessories, and it won't cost you.
Estate sales are awesome.
Estate sales are fun.
Yes.
But the Roaring Twenties, the 1920s,
do the Charleston.
Which I'm fortunate to be a part of this, even though I'm not a lady, but I'm going to be one of the official greeters, and I'll be in my garb from my gangster-looking stripe. Pinstripe, like a gangster. ESAPs has hooked me up. Thank you to the ESAP brothers. But ladies, Roaring Twenties, do the Charleston. It's always a fun night. This is our 25th anniversary raising money for the YWCA Resolve Family Abuse Program. We have a few minutes left. Julie, I want you to get back in there and give us a parting shot about what this event means to you personally and as the director with the Resolve Family Abuse Program and what it means really for our survivors.
Okay, so this is, you know, the work that we do. I get to come to work every day with 26, well, if we're talking the whole Y, it's bigger than that, yeah, but with 26 amazing individuals. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the things, not sometimes, the things that we see, the stories we hear are incredibly difficult. And day by day, we show up, and I have amazing folks that do such hard work. So getting to see the community come out and support what we do, it really is just absolutely amazing what this, well, the state really, but Charleston, Kanawha County, the counties that we serve, where we are, to have 1,500, sometimes 2,000 people show up and say, we see what you do, it's worth us supporting, is huge. And there aren't many other places that can say that, that have that support. And we are so incredibly thankful for it. And so we take that really seriously. Mm-hmm. We want to be great stewards of the community support that we have. So we absolutely use that in the best ways possible to meet those needs that we can't get from some of our other funders. We have some great funders, but watching a whole community come out and support what you do is absolutely amazing, and it makes those really hard days 100% worth it.
Thank you, Julie. I'm going to let Sandy maybe have the final word so we can talk about the GNOWV.com one more time. I know you're on the committee. I know you like to feature the food and the drink and the entertainment. You talked about Farmer Klein and Campbell earlier. They are the swag bag sponsor. Karen and her family have been such great supporters of this event. It is Girls Night Out. It is August the 12th. It'll start about 6 o'clock, over about 10 o'clock that evening. Charleston Coliseum and Convention Center. The Roaring Twenties is the theme. Do the Charleston. Sandy, if a lady like Emily's in our studio, I don't think you've ever been, have you? So she'll be a new one coming this year.
Okay.
Just like our other girl, Kennedy, will be new this year.
Yes.
If ladies are out there listening to this, and we hope you are, ladies, we love you. If you're listening to this, and Sandy, if they haven't been, why should they be at, again, one of the largest gathering of ladies on the East Coast? Julie said, hopefully 2,000. If we had 2,300 to 2,500, we could accommodate them. We want this to be huge. We want to make as much money as we can for such a critical program. Why should folks be there, Sandy?
They should come and support the cause and the awareness of domestic violence. It's a word, it's two words that's never been really talked about and brought to light. It's always been pushed under the rug and not talked about. And we really have to talk about it and abolish it and get rid of it. Get rid of the ignorance, get rid of everything that we're tolerating. You're not supposed to be hurt when you're loved. And so we come together every year at Girls Night Out and bond together to create this camaraderie, basically.
That's a great word. You guys do, there is a bond that happens if you come to GNO. I've watched it. It's evolved over
it's
the quarter
women.
Century now.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And you feel safe. We have security there. We make sure that no one gets in there without their wristband. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that you get to this event, get your wristband, get your fun t-shirts, get your swag bags, come and hang out with your girlfriends, your mothers, your sisters, your aunts, whoever you want to bring. If you hear somebody out there that may need a ticket, go buy them a ticket. Go to our website and buy a ticket. We still have hostess tickets available, sponsorships available, in-kind donations if you want to donate something for silent auction. But just come and be a part of this wonderful, wonderful party. And it is, I know, by far the state's largest woman-only fundraiser, and the East Coast has given us several awards recognizing that. So I think the more we grow, the better our chances are of abolishing this. So they need to come, take some pictures with their girlfriends, eat some great food, dance the night away. It's only 6 to 10. Get your swag bag the day before so you don't have to carry it around the event. Bring some comfy shoes. You don't have to bring those heels, girls. Right. Bring those flats. Bring those flippy-floppies.
Come, have fun.
Yes.
It is a party with a purpose,
yes.
And of course, we've talked about the purpose. Ladies, if you're listening to this and you're over the age of 21 and you're like, man, I would love to come to this, I just can't swing it, give me a call. I got your back. I'll get you a ticket. 304-541-4756 is my cell phone number. I want you to be there. These ladies know I support this program. I have for a number of years, and I'll continue to do it as long as I'm not needed to be talking about this.
Thank you.
Ladies, thank you. We'll see you on August the 12th.
Yes, you will. And August 11th to pick up your swag bags.
There you go.
Get the bag. Don't want to carry the bag.
There they are. That's Julie Britton, and that is Sandy Call, and they are representing the YWCA Resolve Family Abuse Program and this year's 25th edition of the Girls Night Out, GNOWB. And I shall be right back with one more segment with Harold Beeley, and I will return in just a minute.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. At the Tax Relief Line, we help people just like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call now and see if you can pay less. They can freeze your bank accounts, even garnish your wages. Call the Tax Relief Line now for immediate help. Our expert team of tax professionals will negotiate your tax problem and deal with the IRS for you. If the IRS is threatening you with levies, wage garnishments, or seizing your assets, call now and see if you can pay the IRS less.
866-657-8521. 866-657-8521. That's 866-657-8521.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back in. What an action-packed show we have had thus far. We have one more segment to go. We are glad that you have tuned in with us, whether you're listening on the AM station 1410 or the FM 102.3, or maybe you listening to us on the News Talk app, or maybe you're on the website, wscwam.com. We appreciate you listening. This is episode number 13 of our new show, My Town, Your Town. Very, very, very grateful and humbling to serve as your host of the show. We started out this episode with Christy from the Health Plan. They'll be down at Haddad Riverfront Park tonight for Live on Levy. It is the Health Plan night. We just got done talking with Sandy Call. She's with Bridge Road Bistro, but of course she's also on the Girls Night Out Committee. And Julie Britton was here, our program director with the Family Resolve Program. And now, as promised at the top of the show, I'm joined by really someone who's become a really dear friend of mine. I admire him. I applaud him. I think he's a freak. And when I say that in a positive way, Harold just got back from Pittsburgh. Harold Beeley. Many of us know Harold from around the community. But Harold just got back from Pittsburgh, where he and his team participated, and they made it all the way to the championship game. They brought back the silver medal for their age division in the game of basketball. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Fraternal Order of Eagles and an event that they have tomorrow. But Harold, welcome into My Town, Your Town.
Glad to be here.
You look great.
Oh, thanks.
A little bruised.
A lot of aches and pains and sores.
You played most of the week in Pittsburgh.
We played Tuesday, Wednesday, and tournament was Thursday. We played six games, two games a day. And the 85 to 90 age group now.
The 85 to 90, they do the age increments in five. So Harold and his basketball team, they're all 85 plus. and they play other 85-plus teams from across the United States of America. Harold's team, they qualified at the West Virginia Senior Games, the West Virginia Senior Sports Classic. We had that last July. We just had it this past June. But they do the national games, Harold, if I'm not mistaken, every 2 years.
Every on odd years. Right.
Yeah, on odd years.
Right.
And you're really familiar with the National Senior Games Association because you're one of the board members for the national games.
I am.
You're the only one from West Virginia, right?
I am the only one from West Virginia.
Talk about that experience. You've been a part of the senior games for a while now. What has that meant to you, and what does that mean for seniors out there across America and in my town, your town?
Well, we promote health and welfare in the state of West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And we have guys that play in the various age groups starting at age 50, 55.
It's for the 50-plus age demographic,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So if you're listening to this, the senior games are for 50-plus folks. Go ahead, Harold.
Right. And I started 25 years ago in the 50 and in San Antonio, and I've played now in every one since then.
Amazing.
And the guys that I've been playing with in the last 20 years, we all went to the same high school.
I said that at the lead. I led with that at the top of the show. Harold, just getting back from Pittsburgh. You played in the championship game. You got the silver medal. But your teammates, four or five, six of them, you guys have been playing basketball since, I don't maybe junior high, but at least high school at Stonewall Jackson on the west side, the best side of Charleston, since the 50s. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We're in the
Remarkable.
50s. And we played a team in the finals from Rhode Island, and the other teams pull players from other states to make one team. We're the only team that is from the state that we're playing for, West Virginia.
Not only the city, but the same high school. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does.
You're the only team that has that.
By far.
And that's one of the biggest stories nationally. When you guys go to these games, you're on a pedestal with your, I guess, just your popularity, just the story that you guys are still together, been playing since the mid-50s, and you're still playing in the mid-80s.
We feel like a rock star.
Yeah, and you guys are. We're talking with Harold Beeley, a rock star with the National Senior Games. He just got back from Pittsburgh this week. He's got the bruises to prove it. It was a physical tournament, and he's got the bruises to prove it, but he's also the proud owner of a silver medal in the National Senior Games. Now, I just saw Greg Dennis's picture. Greg's basketball team from West Virginia, I think they made the championship game. I think they won the championship game, and I think they're in either the 50 or the 55-plus team.
Yes.
Greg Dennis, the tall guy.
Right.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And back to our team again, I don't take anything away from them. We're all the same height. We're right at 6 foot.
Yeah, Greg Dennis, who just, they won their team. He's like 6'10", 6'9".
That's the point I want to make.
Harold and his team, They're vertically challenged. They're not overly tall, but they're all about right in that 5'7", 8'9" range. And
we play three times a week, so we're in shape.
And you're in shape, mm-hmm. and you're scrappers.
Look at that!
I can see the bruises.
Yeah.
So the format for the national games, if people are trying to say, well, how do they run up and down the court? It's 3-on-3, and it's half court, like one basket. The way we used to do it on the playground, where you get the rebound, you got to take it back out. Bring it out.
Right.
Every time.
And
you play man-on-man, 3-on-3.
Yes. And
That's why it's so bruising. It's man-on-man.
Well, you're playing offense, and immediately you're playing defense. Yeah. I mean, you're not running down the court, getting your breath and so on. It's tough.
I love it. Well, we're proud of you. Thanks for bringing back the silver medal. Thanks to Greg and his team with the gold medal. West Virginia was well represented at the national games. I think we had almost 40 athletes up there from the state of West Virginia.
Right. We had an age 80 team and also an age 75 team.
And there's other sports besides basketball. I mean, there's a lot of swimming. There's a lot of track and field. There's bowling. There's billiards. There's archery. There's cycling. There's pickleball is a big sport that's grown in the demographic. So you can learn more, too, about the West Virginia senior games by just really going to WVSSC.com. We will start organizing the summer games, the West Virginia Senior Sports Classic, for next summer pretty soon. But you can go there and learn about the West Virginia games if you're 50-plus and learn what we have to offer. Now, with about 5 minutes left, Harold, I'm going to change gears, and you're going to put on another hat. you're a member, I'm a member of the Fraternal Order of Eagles Club. It's on Maryland Avenue in Charleston, West Virginia, on the west side. Tomorrow, there's a very special event. It's a poker run to support the Ronald McDonald House, a charity that I've been affiliated with for about 20 years. I'm on the board of directors there, honored to be on the board. But tomorrow, we're having a poker run. The stands go up about 11:45. Get there about 11. Get registered at the Eagles Club tomorrow on Maryland Avenue. Talk a little bit about why the Eagles Club. You do so much of these fundraising events. You give back so much to the community. You have bicycles for the kids at Christmas. You raise all this money for these different children's charities. You guys are an unsung hero that a lot of people don't know about, Harold.
Well, they don't really. We raise money for a lot of events, cancer fund, the kidney fund, the diabetes fund. The Order of Eagles gave more than $10 million away to charities this past year. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is.
And for the kids to come Christmas, right before Christmas Day, to come out in front of the Eagles and receive bicycles, it breaks your heart to watch it happen. Little kids will get over there. They get to pick out the colors they want. It's heartwarming, actually.
I love what you guys do. We're talking with Harold Beeley. He is with not only the National Senior Games and the West Virginia Senior Games, but we switched gears a little bit because he wears a lot of hats. He's also a prominent insurance guy in our community. We're talking with Harold about tomorrow, July 22nd. It's a poker run to support the Ronald McDonald House. What's the address on Maryland Avenue of the club?
It's 404 Virginia Street. And it's right at the corner, right across from the post office, the new post office on the west side, down from Five Corners. Can't miss it.
It's a ride to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. It's hosted by the Fraternal Order of Eagles. It is tomorrow. They're going to have stops at Rick's, George's, the Round Table, and El Dorado. You can call my really good friend. I haven't seen him for years, but we talked to each other the other night. My buddy Kenny, his nickname is Scooter, right? I think
yes.
Kenny Unruh. You can call Kenny if you have any questions about the poker run, 304-400-5358. That's 304-400-5358. That'll get you more information about the Eagles poker run to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. Call Kenny, 400-5358. The kickstands go up about 11:45. Get there about 11 o'clock. Registration, well, actually, it's from 10 to 11:45. A single rider is only $15. A couple is only $20. You also, it is for the motorbikes, but if you have just a car or any kind of vehicle, Kenny and Butch said, hey, we want you to support the Ronald McDonald House so you can ride in a vehicle if you'd like. You can also just stop by and make a donation to the Eagles for the Ronald McDonald House and not even go on the poker run. You guys do a great job, Harold.
I appreciate you doing this, and believe me, the Eagles appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'm proud to be a member. I love what we do there. You and I are going to talk off air because we have about a minute left, but we're going to talk off air. I have four bicycles that I'm going to bring over. I know it's only July, but
right.
I'm bringing them over so we can have four more bikes for Christmas. Those are compliments of Walgreens in Kanawha City.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm bringing those. I think I'm meeting with them early next week, bringing the bikes over. But we do, like Harold said, they do a lot of bikes at Christmas for the kids. So we
65 bicycles.
65, wow. Right. The Eagles, if you'd like to learn more about the Eagles, give me a call or reach out to Harold some way, and we can talk more about becoming a member of the Eagles. That is all the time we have for on this edition of My Town, Your Town. As always, it is brought to you by myself as the host. And this month, we want to give a special shout-out to Pew Furniture, Beth Pew. She'll be on in a show here pretty soon. But thank you to Pew Furniture. Thank you to our previous guest on this program today. We had Christy Donahue on, and we had Sandy and Julie on. And Harold, we got about 10 seconds left. Thank you for being on.
Thanks for asking me.
And we'll see you tomorrow at the Eagles Club at 404 Maryland Avenue. Get there between 10 and 11 and get registered. And we'll see you tonight down at the Live on Levy for the Health Plan night. That is all the time we have on this edition, the 13th edition of My Town, Your Town. However you may be listening, we are glad that you are. Have a great, great, great weekend. We hope you're having a great summer, a great July. And we'll see you next Friday. We'll hear you next Friday. You'll hear us next Friday on this very same station for another edition, the 14th edition of My Town, Your Town.
Big ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
1410 AM, WSCW, and W272DW, 102.3 FM. South Charleston, an LM communication station.